You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Immediately you see from this verse that God didn't create white, neither did he create black. God created man in his own image. He didn't create us in the image of a color. God didn't create us as such. And so as believers, we must not see men from a racial point of view. We must not see men from an ethnic point of view. Because if you now read Romans chapter 8 verse 29, it says, "For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ." Christ is the express image of God. God creating man in his own image means God created man in the image of Christ. The way God wants us to see one another, it is in the image of God, not based on color. I want to tell you, if you are truly born again, your heart will be delivered from tribalism. Your heart will be delivered from racism. God created man in his own image, not in any other color. And there is no man or groups of men that are superior to the other. But because of the fallen sinful nature of man, we cannot live comfortably with people who do not look like us. So there is rivalry between male and female. Yet they were created as one. There is rivalry between a Yoruba man and an Igbo man. There is rivalry between the black and supposed white, because in reality, there is no black and there is no white. But you know, we have just coined all kinds of things to discriminate ourselves. Even though every day we can see that when you die, the same thing happens to everybody, irrespective of your color, irrespective of your race, or whatever you identify yourself with. We see it every day, but we are still discriminatory. But in Christ Jesus, we have been redeemed. We no longer know a man after the flesh. We now see men from the perspective of God. When you see people, do you see them as the creation of God, or do you see them in the color they are? Are you asking them, where are they from? You want to confirm whether they are from your tribe, whether they are from your race, so that the way you will relate with them will be different. That is not how a child of God works. So we must not see people any longer according to how they are in the flesh. You must learn to see everyone as God's creation. Imagine how beautiful it is. If you see everyone as God's creation, it means that you will respect men. You are not going to respect them based on their color. You are not going to respect them based on their race, their tribe, their ethnic background. It is simply the fact that this is a creation of God. And that is all that should matter. And that is none that is superior to another. God had given us the same grace, the same opportunity, the same intelligence. Brethren, we are God's creation. Let's begin to see ourselves as God's creation and stop seeing ourselves in the color and the image that we have created for ourselves. Let's see ourselves in the color and the image of God. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.